Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show is kind of a special day, which is why we're coming to you a little bit early. And it's special for two reasons. First reason being is we have a guest on today that I have literally wanted on for the longest time. Both me and Craig wanted her on for the longest time. The lovely Miss Jenna Paulette. And the second reason that this is a very special show is it's the show's 400th episode, which is still crazy for me to say. So, this should be a fun show, folks. And I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, dude?
Terrific. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. With that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Jenna Paulette to the show.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey, Jenna.
How are you?
We feel like a million bucks from just speaking to you, Jenna.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's such an honor, and I'm so thankful for all of y'all's support.
We're grateful to have you on.
Yes, we are. And like I said in the intro, I didn't plan this way. It just happened. But this just so happens to be the show's 400th episode.
That is amazing. I'm so honored to be a part of this one. It's crazy. 400 episodes is a bunch.
6 years, 400 episodes, and I'm still feeling like, is this actually my life right now at this point, you know?
Yeah. That is so cool. So who was your favorite episode, favorite interview you've ever done?
Oh, my gosh. That's like asking me to pick a favorite child. I don't even know at this point. But
I can guess.
I'm not going to lie to you. There have been some episodes and some interviews where I've been on the verge of tears virtually for the entire time because the guest gets so deep and so raw. You know what I mean?
So awesome.
And that's probably some of my favorite interviews to do, where the guest feels like they can be open enough with you to basically bear their soul, you know.
Yeah, that's so awesome, and I love that you are willing to like go deep with artists like that. That's great.
You know, we've had a lot of fun interviews.
And that brings up,
I'm sorry, Jim.
Sorry, you know, say that one more time.
And that brings up a interesting point that I love the interviews where of course I want to know about you guys as artists, but
yeah,
I also like to get to know you guys as humans as well, and what makes y'all tick, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And I guess that kind of leads into my first kind of topic. You, my friend, it's you and another person on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are the only two people I speak with on Twitter in mainly GIFs and emojis.
That is the beauty of it. I think GIFs and emojis kind of just tell everything that you need to say just in a little picture, a little video. It's great.
I agree completely. And I honestly didn't start doing that until you.
Oh, really?
Seriously.
Well, that's a total honor. That's super cool.
So, I know we've only got about 20 minutes or so. So I wanted to kind of dive into things real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
Just introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into the country music scene in the first place.
Country music. I'm from the Dallas area, and so my family's got a ranch on the Oklahoma-Texas line, and I found myself living some of the songs that I listen to, like Cowboy Take Me Away and Wide Open Spaces by the Dixie Chicks, and loving George Strait because he kind of represented what the men in my life were to me. And so I just fell in love with everything that had to do with country music, and then kind of naturally was able to sing. And so my parents started encouraging it. And I remember watching Leanne Rimes do her Blue concert on the Disney Channel and thinking to myself, oh my gosh, like, that's what I want to do with my life. And so that was kind of the interest early on. And then in college, I started writing songs and then moved to Nashville, and I'm here and loving it. And the country music community is just really special to me. So, yeah, so that's kind of the evolution of it in a nutshell, but it's been an amazing ride, and I can't imagine doing anything else with my life.
That's great. You know, and I only live about 2.5 hours west of Nashville.
Awesome.
So I tend to go up there pretty much every chance I possibly get. And as a matter of fact, I'll actually be there in less than a month.
Oh my gosh, awesome. Well, maybe we'll be
I'm coming up for my birthday in September. So.
Oh, awesome. Are you going to go to a Song Suffragette show?
Probably. If I can, I think we'll be there from like the 4th through like the 8th or something, but I might squeeze in a Song Suffragette show. I was actually,
sweet.
I went to my first and only so far Song Suffragette show back in May, and it was probably one of the greatest shows I've ever seen.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah, I love being a part of it and just love everything that those girls do and the way that it's helping just elevate women in country music, and it's just beautiful. I'm really proud to be a part of it.
I agree completely. And I tell people this all the time. I tell my guests this all the time. Here on this show, we probably interview 90% women and play probably 95% women on this show. And I will do literally everything in my power to make sure that y'all are heard.
Thank you so much. It really means the world to us because we need people like you helping us pave the way.
Yes. I was honored to have met you, Jen, at the 3rd Song Suffragette show that I've attended. And that was a fantastic lineup with you and Lauren Weintraub and Lena Stone and Tyra Bachman and Lexi McKenzie. Yes. And it was great to get to meet you in the back and get your CD and give you a hug.
Oh, my gosh. I loved that. And I'm so glad that you came and said hi.
Of course, I was looking forward to meeting you. That was one of my highlights of this whole CMA Fest week.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? That just makes me so happy. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
And speaking of Song Suffragettes, I kind of lucked out with the lineup I got to see. Kaylee Shore was a part of it.
Yes. Are you talking about the Time's Up video?
No, the Song Suffragette show back in May that I got to see. Kaylee was a part of that show. And her song Felt Like a Girl has such special meaning to me. And I was able to tell her that in person after a couple of years. I was able to finally tell her that in person, and it was just the greatest thing. It took every fiber of my being not to just cry my face off.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. I bet that made her day.
I wanted to ask. Well, first I wanted to talk a little bit about your newest single, Mexico. As I was telling you off air, this is probably one of my favorite songs that you've ever put out.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much.
And it's a true story too. I've heard you tell this story a couple of times, and go ahead and tell it if you don't mind.
Yes, of course. So my family was down in Mexico, and I was about 18. Legal drinking age there is 18, and my parents were like, if you're going to try alcohol, do it with us around. So me and my two sisters went out to a club, and my mom was there, and she was watching everything from the balcony. And I had had a few margaritas and was dancing with a rose in my mouth to Shakira, My Hips Don't Lie, with a guy that looked just like Vin Diesel, and ended up making out with him on the dance floor. My mom's watching the whole thing. She comes and taps me on the shoulder and is like, young lady, it's time to go. And I looked at her and said, 5 more minutes, and continue making out with the guy. And she was like, no, and grabbed my hand and pulled me out of there.
Oh, my gosh, that is hilarious.
Oh, my God, she, like, fished for you and tried to catch you and yanked you with her hook.
That is so funny.
Yeah, she was like, oh, my gosh, what have I done with my daughter?
Like I said, I'd heard that story a couple times, but just hearing it live again, that is so hilarious. And you actually...
Thank you so much.
And you actually mentioned... Mention Vin Diesel in the song, which I think is cool.
Yeah, I do. Yep, it definitely says looking like Vin Diesel's bro. And it might have been, but I'll never know because I didn't get to hear his last name.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, at least you got his first. At least you got his first name, though. I guess that's a lot to say considering what happens.
No, I don't even know his first name, actually.
Well, at least you're batting. You at least you're undefeated, 0-2.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, this is probably turning out to be one of the funniest interviews I've ever done.
Oh my God.
Gary would have been proud of you. Goes right after her song too. Last name. Don't even know my last name.
Yes. Yeah. Just like true.
And your mama really was so ashamed. That's why she pulled you out of there.
Oh my God.
Oh wow. So I've got a couple of kind of get to know you type questions if you're okay with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Sweet. When everything's said and done with your music for 30 years or so down the road, when you won CMA award after CMA award, what kind of impact or legacy would you like to have on the industry?
Yeah, I would like to be known for singing songs that matter and living a life that girls can look up to and model their lives after, hopefully. And I just love family and my husband and just all of that so much that I want to be able to mentor younger artists into whatever it means to live life to the fullest while still doing what they want to do on the highest level. That would be the goal for me. And then to not only get where I want to go career-wise, but bring a couple guys, girls, whoever I gravitate towards, and bring them up in the industry as well.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I say this all the time, especially on social media, and it just warms my heart completely. The established stars like Chelsea Ballerini or Maren Morris or whoever.
Yeah.
I'm reaching out and encouraging the upcoming generation of country artists.
Yes, which is so important, because it's like, without them, we can't get where we're going, and without people like you, it's just like all of it kind of comes together, and the encouragement means the world to us, and just a validation of like having somebody that's just a little bit ahead of you kind of say, good job, you know, you did it, or why don't you do this? Here's what works for me from my experience, those sort of things.
And speaking of validation, I remember back in May, I got to talk with somebody who still is one of my heroes and mentors in the radio industry in Betsy Spina. And that interview was just, I'm constantly thinking to myself, I'm going, is this actually happening right now? Because Betsy is like a giant in this industry, and to kind of learn from her and to kind of pick her brain a little bit on the show was just wow.
So cool. What was your favorite thing that you heard her say, or whatever? What was your favorite part of the interview?
Oh gosh, she said that she respects us and what we're doing for the industry, and I was like, wait, you respect us? What's going on here?
Yeah, that's so cool.
And another time, about a week after that, me and Craig interviewed CMT's Katie Cook, and let me tell you, Katie is one of the sweetest ladies on this planet.
I've heard that about her. I've heard that she's just lovely.
She is,
yeah.
You know, and right with Betsy, I was internally freaking out. I'm like, okay, well, this is actually Katie Cook. Keep it together, Murph.
That's so cool. So,
go ahead.
Oh, what I was going to say, actually not very important. I was just going to say I would love to interview her myself just to pick her brain as well. That's super cool.
Well, Jenna, I'll tell you what, if Cody ever gets to interview her again, you can step in as the co-host.
I would love that.
I will
That'd
let you
be
know.
Incredible. Please do.
Absolutely. You'll be the first person I reach out to.
Thank you.
And speaking of reaching out and stuff, I actually wanted to ask if you wanted to be every Friday I host what's called Indie Country Radio, and
yeah.
I'd love to have you come on sometime as a guest co-host.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Yeah. If you reach out to Marbaloo again, they'll be sure to get that on my schedule, because that would be awesome.
Awesome. I will do it. Being a creative person, which I know you obviously
yeah.
are, what inspires or motivates you?
Goodness. It motivates me. I just really, like, my personality is like a go-getter personality, so I just like to get things done and accomplish things. So I'm motivated probably just by that, like, inner drive. But what inspires me is a few different things. First of all, like visuals, Pinterest, magazines. I love to look at words and titles of articles and stuff, and I get a lot of song ideas from that because they twist to mean different things visually, and that's kind of how my brain works. So that is where I get a lot of my songwriting ideas. And then also just being out on our property with our cows, which this is kind of a hilarious story that I'm going to tell you. A few weeks ago, it was like I was home this past week working on our ranch, keeping the cows with my sister. And I dreamed one night that I had the most awesome song idea, and I actually woke up enough to write this thing down. And I'm really not sure how it didn't register to me that this was a bad idea. But the idea was, this is the hook of the song. I want to be way out where there's more cows than people. And that's the whole idea to the song. It's so bad. But anyway, in my sleep, I thought it was really awesome and that it was going to be a number one. So I wrote it down and read it in the morning and was like, no, Jenna, in no world is that a good idea. But it's really funny. So, yeah.
No, I do think that that's a great song to sing maybe during Halloween. Or maybe and get together with the girls.
Yes, when I could just make it a funny, like, spoof idea for sure.
You know what? I'm going to let you keep your tricks up your sleeve, what you would have for that song. I don't want to guess.
Thank you. And then maybe I'll just come up with it and have to come back on the show and tell y'all.
Yes.
Okay.
You'd have to step on.
Couple more questions for you, and then I think we're gonna let you go because I know you've got some more to be. But,
thank you so much.
How has social media affected your career thus far?
Wait, say that again.
How has social media affected your career thus far? I mean,
my word!
In terms of your fan base and stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really just connects you with people, so they actually feel like they're part of your journey, which is huge. Because I have like a girl in Sweden that I think found out about me on Spotify or something, and from that she followed me on Instagram, and then we've talked multiple times just on Instagram alone and just been able to chat back and forth. And she sends me videos of her singing my songs, and it's just really sweet because it connects you in a way that makes your fans feel really special. And I just think that that's really important to the longevity of any career. So really I'm just extremely thankful for the platform because it gives us access to people in a way that we really haven't had it in the past.
You know, and that's the same way with me. I mean, being in the radio industry as long as I have, of course, I've got fans and listeners of the show or whatever, you know. And I hate the term fans, and I'll tell you why. Because every time somebody says to me, "Murph, you've got fans," I equate that with, but with somebody as famous as like a Tom Cruise or a Tom Hanks.
But it gives you the ability to connect with those people too and have them kind of see and feel what you do.
Right. I prefer to call them friends more than fans.
That's
just how my brain works. And the fact that absolutely I loathe the term fans. So probably my last question for you. Whether it's in your professional life or a personal life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh my goodness. my dad told me to read a Zig Ziglar book, which he's a motivational speaker and author out of Dallas, Texas, which is where I'm from. And Zig talks a lot about how there's only one you in the world, and if you figure out who that is, there's really nobody that can compete with you. You can only compete with yourself and push yourself to be the best that you ever could be. And when I figured that out, I realized that nobody else was my competition in this industry. My job was to figure out who I am and then do that on the highest level I could possibly do it. And so it allowed me to always be in competition with myself and look at other people in a different way and be their friend and encourage them to do the same thing, because when you're in your lane, you're not worried about somebody copying you, you know, because they can't, because they're not you. And that was so freeing to me. And it really has kind of set the stage for what I do with my own music and how I relate to other girls in the industry.
Awesome. This has been so much fun. Thank you for doing this again.
Thank you so much, Jenna.
Jenna, can I ask you one last question, please?
Sure, one last question. Yeah. Perfect.
Yes. I wanted to know, where do you plan on touring within the next 6 months to a year? And if so, do you see yourself touring around New York? And I ask because I would love to see you.
The answer is yes, I do plan to. The other answer is I have yet to get them on a calendar, but the goal is to, yes, be on tour as soon as possible and, yes, be up in the New York area. I can't wait.
Me too.
Awesome. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to cover?
No, I would just like to thank y'all for your support, and it means the world to me. Thank you for playing my songs and believing in girls and giving us an opportunity to be heard.
Absolutely. So, where can fans find you on social media if they want to follow you?
Say that again, sorry.
Where can fans find you on social media if they want to follow you with you?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter as @JennaPaulette. If you look me up on Facebook, it's Jenna Paulette, my musician profile. And then Spotify, hit that follow button. It helps me come up in your feed, and you'll know when I have new music out. And I think that is it as far as the big ones. But I'm so thankful for each of the fans and for both of y'all.
Well, I think we're going to let you go and let you get about your evening. Again, thank you so much for this. This has been probably one of my favorite interviews I've done in a long time.
Thank you so much. Well, it has been one of mine too, and I'm so thankful for y'all. Can't wait to do it again.
Yes,
absolutely.
You are terrific, Jen, and I can't wait to see you again.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Same here. All right, y'all have a great night. Thanks so much.
I'll let you go, and I'll be talking to you on social media. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Jenna. She is so sweet.
Yes, she is. She is fantastic.
She is just so sweet. You know, it ended a little later than I wanted it to, but it's whatever. We have a big show coming up on Monday, don't we, Craig?
Yes, we have our anniversary show.
6 year anniversary show. And
yes.
And I'm halfway expecting a bunch of people to call in, I hope. Because I've reached out to a bunch of people, even some people from my time covering soaps.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Hopefully we'll have a lot of callers.
Yep. And I don't want to forget about this coming Thursday show either.
Yes, we have a reschedule from Passover, Mackenzie Carey from American Idol will be our guest. She's an up-and-coming singer in Florida, and she was at the St. Luke Bryan concert at West Palm Beach, Florida, but I didn't get a chance to see her up, but it'll be great to catch up with her. And then Monday we have our anniversary show that we just spoke about.
Yep. So I think I'm going to let you go too, bud, and sort of wrap up here, okay?
Sounds good. Have a good night, Cody. See you Thursday.
Man, I'll touch you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Jenna Paulette. Like Craig said, Thursday at, I think it's 5:30 Central. I'm not completely sure. I'll check. But we have the lovely Miss Mackenzie Carey joining us. And this coming Monday at 4:30 Central for an hour from 4:30 to 5:30 Central. It's Weekdays with Murph's 6-year anniversary show. And I'm halfway expecting a bunch of callers to go in. So, with that being said, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.